A word for you from Isaiah chapter 1 verses 10 and 11. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. God plainly declares the condition of his backslidden children. He has appealed right from the beginning of this chapter through his prophet Isaiah, appeals to the heavens and the earth to observe this tragedy, this great wickedness that his people have rebelled against him. He says, I have nourished and brought up children, and yet they've rebelled against me. Even the ox and the donkey are better than my children, God says in verse 3. And here he compares them, in our text for today, to Sodom and Gomorrah, and speaks to them as if though they are Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. He's addressing his people as if though they are in exactly the same boat as those condemned cities. How terrible. Well, God had declared, as we read in 1 Samuel previously, God says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It is in the very worst category of sin when you rebel against God. We looked at previously the condition of a person who is turned away from God. They are stricken with sickness from the head to the feet, the Lord says in verse 5 and 6. There is no soundness in that person, only wounds, bruises, putrefying sores, etc. That is how God sees you, if you are living for yourself and not in obedience to him. And yet, these very same people who are like Sodom and Gomorrah are bringing sacrifices to God. Can you believe it? No wonder God appeals to the heavens and the earth to listen and observe this tragedy. But it can happen to a person who says, well, I know that things aren't quite right with me, but let me do God's work. Let me do the right thing, help other people. And like we read in 1 Corinthians 13, do good things, and yet it is without the love of God. And the Lord says, to what purpose is it? I've had enough of your sacrifices.